and he started into London town. His heart was full of trouble, on his face there was a frown. But soon his troubles vanished as he met a calling fair, whose lips were puckered for a kiss, but her eyes said, "Don't you dare." Now Patrick loved the kissing game as well as any lad, and when he saw a willing lass, it never made him sad. But he was wise in courting ways and never lost his head. And so he blinked his sparkling eyes and said to her instead, "Come kiss the Blarney Mary, darling, then pass the kiss along, Colleen. There's many a flower that grows and many a lad that knows that you're just the sweetest flower he's ever seen. The top of the morning to you, Mary, your island's on lassie through and through. And the newest game up Dublin way is kissing at the break of day. So come kiss the Blarney Mary, darling." It is not recorded just what Pretty Mary said, nor just how many kisses she allowed those lips so red. But 'tis the truth that Patrick fell a victim to her charms, and waited not an hour before he had her in his arms. Today they're very happy in their simple wedded bliss, and Patrick says he owes it to that early morning kiss. So now each Irish laddie can be seen at break of day, all up and down the roadside waiting for a chance to say, "Come kiss the Blarney Mary, darling, then pass the kiss along, Colleen. There's many a flower that grows and many a lad that knows that you're just the sweetest flower he's ever seen. The top of the morning to you, Mary, your island's on lassie through and through. And the newest game of Dublin way is kissing at the break of day. So come kiss the Blarney Mary, darling.